my friends. With Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hannon. This is What's On Your Mind, the radio program broadcast from the studios of 550 K-Fire in Bismarck to the Northern Plains with the help of KCJB and Minot at 9, 10 a.m., a.m., 1100, the flag at Fargo, Moorhead, KTGO, 1090 a.m., the flag in Tioga, KLTC, 1460 in Dickinson as well, and we're glad to have you. Happy Monday, and hope you had a great 4th of July weekend, and you're raring to go to weigh in on the news of the day here on What's On Your Mind for a brand new week. Steve, how was your weekend?
I am actually glad to be back to work on Monday.
Well, I hope so. I would hate to have you start the program by saying you were sad to be back on work on Monday, you know?
Well, I filled in for Phil Parker. Getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning is a little tough. I'll admit that. So it's nice being back to a normal schedule on Monday.
There you go.
Although there's quite a few people that are not necessarily going to be back to a normal schedule.
Who would that be?
Those are some guard individuals.
Oh, the furlough you're talking about.
Sequestration hangover from... Took a while to get here, but it did get here.
That's a sad deal. The head of the North Dakota National Guard, Major General David Spritzenatic, said the furloughs, which are due to the sequestration budget cuts, which is self-inflicted pain from the federal government, is resulting in... about 600 technicians in the North Dakota National Guard that will have a 20% loss of wages for 11 weeks. Basically, they take a day a week off, I guess is how they do it. So that's dumb.
You know, at that point, I look at it as a question of, okay, now you're putting lives at risk for a political football. You know, that lack of training, suppose there's another overseas deployment, a couple extra days of training, it may not sound like enough or very much, but it could be the difference in somebody's life and multiple people's lives. Okay, this is where the federal government needs to get their act together and figure this out.
I agree completely. By the way, guests on the program today, Wayne Stengem, the Attorney General of North Dakota, at the bottom of the hour, will get an update on some recent meetings he had with Oil Patch local law enforcement to give us a fair assessment of Oil Patch crime issues that tend to... too much hype in the news headlines compared to the reality. The Attorney General's good about just giving us the facts, so we look forward to that. Also, the House Majority Leader, Republican Al Carlson, will be here next hour to talk about the projections being so far off in a good way and the budget surplus, and also some bickering by Democrats about the interim legislative committee assignments. Find out whether they're right or not. We're going to talk with Renee Mitchell, who does some amazing photography in the Bakken. Later on the program, and of course, welcome your calls, questions, comments. A couple other stories. You know, remember that conversation we had about North Dakota having more bars per capita in the country than anybody else? We had a little discussion on this program about whether that was a good thing or a bad thing. My assessment was it just meant we were more neighborly,
right?
And most folks weren't too worked up about it. Well, now there's a new survey that suggests that North Dakota is number one in beer consumption per capita.
Okay,
number one in the nation. There are in North Dakota 509,000 some odd people that are at least 21 years of age, and in 2012 we received 753,150 31 gallon barrels of malt beverage shipped into North Dakota. So that is 45.8 gallons or 489 12 ounce cans per legal beer-drinking adult, most in the nation. What do you make of that?
I think we like our beer.
Yes. You know, is it a good thing, a bad thing?
Done
everything in moderation.
It's a fine thing.
There you go.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Moderation.
Moderation is a fine thing.
Since we were on last, the Gabby Giffords event happened as well. If you were there, let us know what you found there. I think that, by and large, was a bust. I think it was kind of a made-for-TV moment that...
I'd like to hear from some listeners that were there, either the Fargo event, at the Atomic Coffee Shop or at, well, what eventually wound up being at Kroll's, they were awfully secretive. You couldn't find the event.
You know why? You know why? They only wanted people there that agreed with them. They wanted a photo op. They didn't want a real dialogue, which is makes the whole thing a sham. And it says to me, they don't feel strongly about their issue. They don't feel confident enough in their position to be able to say, hey, we're going to be here on this particular day, give people lots of the notice. They didn't want to hear from anybody that disagreed. They wanted a photo op, which is...
That's part of what's wrong with the process, though, right now. When you're looking at an opportunity to have a photo op rather than a discussion and find out what real Americans feel and their thought process, you know... Gabby Gifford's probably not going to dissuade because she was the victim of a horrible tragedy. But when you don't have that thought process, you don't have that open dialogue to have a discussion on an issue, you know, maybe I'd be dissuaded. Doubt it. My Second Amendment's my Second Amendment. Maybe their side would be dissuaded. But how do you know if you don't have that open dialogue? At least to understand what the other side's coming from.
Let's go to Robert in Velva, who wants to weigh in about a reunion over the weekend. And by the way, if you want to tell us about your 4th of July holiday and the fun you had, the communities you attended, or took in some of those wonderful patriotic events around the state, feel free. What's on your mind is the question, and you can answer it. 800-228-0550 on any of these stories we're talking about or anything else on your mind. Hey, Robert, how are you?
Hey, guys. Congratulations. Great show. And I want to say thanks to a teacher I had. I couldn't make it to a reunion. That teacher was Gordon Patton. He taught in Velva and some other cities. A great guy, friend, mentor, multi-talented. Built his own home in every school he taught in, every town. Done his own plumbing and electrical. And because of him and his great friendship and kindness, I tasted early intellectual success that allowed me to survive near impossible decades later. So thank you, Gordon Patton. And thank you, Sarah Palin, who sent me a beautiful letter on wildlife, owls, and et cetera. Regardless of the politics, she is a wonderful woman and asset to America, all Americans. And I hope she's okay. The plane crash at the Soldado Airport south of Anchorage involved the pilot as the president of Rodisky Airlines, I believe, air taxi service, and she knows these people. Wasilla is just north of there. So I hope Sarah and all her people are okay, okay?
There was a Alaska air taxi that crashed, I think, last night or early this morning. I forget which. They had like 10 folks on it. But, of course, folks in Alaska get in a plane to go from one place to another like we get in a car to go to one place for another. So pretty common. Well, Robert, thanks for sharing that story about a teacher. I think it's neat that you have a teacher that had that kind of impact on you. Pretty cool.
What a great sentiment. That was just a great sentiment. Oh, also, did you do your homework yet, Scott?
Oh, yes. No, I have not. You should do
no?
It's
an anniversary today. 45 years ago today, it's an anniversary.
What happened 45 years ago in North Dakota? That's the question?
Yeah, a little homework for you. You didn't do your homework assignment.
Well, actually, I did, thanks to a listener, but I don't want to ruin it. I think I know what happened 45 years ago, but I'd rather...
rather historic in North Dakota.
I'd rather let the listeners answer that one. So if you can tell us what happened on this day 45 years ago. A lot of stuff probably happened on this day 45 years ago, but we're looking for...
I'm thinking of one in particular.
We're looking for it for something that Steve is referring to here.
A historic day. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can email us studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
It looks like Susan is back here.
Is Susan back?
Susan is back. Susan and Mandan. Yep, go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention about the open dialogue. I believe that an open dialogue can only happen when people are respectful. The people that came out to Gabby Gifford at the Kroll's Diner, one of them happened to be a friend of Hawkins there, and they were rude. They booed when she got out of her vehicle. Now, how can you have an open dialogue when people are so disrespectful? And that is part of the problem. You want to have open dialogue, you have to quit the name calling, and actually sit down and have a conversation. I went over and talked to these guys. I asked them, you know, I said, you're here to protest, right? And they said, yeah. And then I said, well, they're here to promote passing background checks for all gun sales. And then they started talking about abortion. Abortion is not the issue. The issue is about gun violence and how do we address it. Abortion is a separate issue.
Well, Susan, thank you very much. Were you over at, so you were there. Did you sit in the Kroll's and were you in on that discussion?
Yes, and the reason why it was hush-hush is because of security issues. I mean, she had been shot in a public event, which was supposed to be a First Amendment process and a dialogue,
Susan,
with her constituents.
Susan, we're up against the break. Hold over, okay?
Okay. With Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and 5-year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at SchwannCadillac.com. We are professional grade.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 1st, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1239.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1272.45, $636.23 for a half ounce, or $318.11 for a quarter ounce. That's $1272.45, $636.23, and $318.11.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio, what's on your mind? Radio.com. If you want to drop us an email, I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon. Susan, I wanted to give you an opportunity to finish up. What was your take on what happened over at Kroll's on Wednesday in Mandan with Gabby Giffords' appearance?
Well, if you go back and look at to how the shooting of Gabby Giffords, how that took place, there was a lot of rhetoric going on in her area. And you have to give her a break in that she was shot in the head. And a lot of the same kind of people spill out all this stuff, and they don't even think about it. Consequences such as, if a Democrat comes to my door, I will shoot them. Or
define the same. Wait. Susan, define the same type of people, because I don't think there's anybody that will argue that that was a nut job that shot Gabby Giffords, and that was a mental health issue.
Yeah, not to mention if you're going on a nationwide tour to promote your cause, then you're pretty much opening yourself up to that. So you can't have it both ways. I mean, to me, she was here for one reason, to pressure Heidi Heitkamp to change her vote. And, you know, they really wanted people around her that only agreed with her. Now, it's unfortunate what she described and people booing her and, you know, when she got out of her car. I mean, sit down and disagree respectfully, but you don't need to boo.
People go online and call people names. And then they think it's okay to call women really derogatory names. They think it's okay to do
Who's
that.
Who's they? Who's they?
That's Jamie, the one that was there. That's a buddy to Scott Bakken. These guys need to be called out as bullies and Marty Beard, because that's what they were. They were there only not to have a conversation. They were only there to intimidate. They were not there to have a conversation, because I went over and tried to talk to them. And like I said, they started talking about abortion. Abortion has nothing to do with gun violence. Gun violence is a separate issue.
Well, Susan, we actually have Jamie on one of the other lines here, so hang on. We'll get both sides of the story and appreciate your call, okay? First, though, Dwayne in Minot wants to tell us what happened 45 years ago and answer your little riddle of the day, Steve. Dwayne, what happened 45 years ago?
Hey, Scott and Steve. Dwayne's from Minot calling anyway. 45 years ago today, earthquake in Bismarck, 4.4 magnitude, epicenter by Huff.
Absolutely. We've had 12 events in North Dakota, but this is the only one that was confirmed with having the epicenter in North Dakota. 45 years ago today, a 4.4 earthquake in North Dakota.
I'm shaking.
Wasn't that bad. I live in Southern California. It wasn't that bad.
Dwayne,
4.4?
Thank you.
Nah.
Yeah, and Larry in Fargo, thank you as well, because he emailed earlier that was what you were looking for. smart listeners out there. Okay, Jamie and Bismarck, you've been called out by Susan and Mandan as saying you were bullying Gabby Giffords. Do you care to respond?
Sure do. That's an out-and-out lie that we were calling her names. We didn't call Gabby Giffords any names, so I don't know where she's getting at. She's getting a little excited maybe and blowing some rhetoric out. It is true that we booed her when she came in. Because they lied she was going to be there, number one. Number two, we were booing because of what she's here for, not because of her. And when she's referring to these people who come out and do stuff like this, I know what she's talking about is right-wingers. Jared Loughran was a Democrat, so it wasn't a right-winger who shot her to begin with. And as far as having a reasonable debate with her, she came over with her common sense Bill of Rights little thing written on it. It looked like a new constitution or Bill of Rights paper, and I looked on it. It's the same old thing they always try to rehash. Extended background checks for everybody, which I stated on your show more than once that the Loughran could have passed any background checks. He had no criminal record. No mental health history that was documented. Same with the guy at Virginia Tech. The same with the guy in Colorado. None of these guys had documented history. So any background check they wanted wouldn't have stopped anything. Ban on assault rifles and high-capacity magazines. More people are killed by fists and feet than they are any assault rifles. You know, what assault rifles? 300 or some less a year. I mean, that's all. The reason I don't have any discourse with people like Susan Beeler is because her solutions are just a stepping stone to more things, because when this stuff doesn't work, which it wouldn't work, then they're just going to want more gun control. And they try to act like they want a reasonable gun control, but it's not. And I don't know who Scott Bakken is, but I do know Scott Bachmeier and Steve Bakken, so...
Well, thank you, Jamie. did you get to a chance to listen to her speak at all? Or was that behind closed doors?
No, I didn't hear. She came in, which, of course, the manager at Kroll's told me her husband was going to be there when I called you guys on whatever it was Wednesday and said I talked to the man.
Well, I was just curious if she'd addressed mental health issues at all.
We couldn't hear a word she was saying. She was surrounded by people, and the news media was there, a portion of it, which they were kind enough to interview Marty and myself and a few other guys over there. So I couldn't hear a word she was saying about mental health issues.
Okay.
I'm not saying she wasn't talking about it, which she more than likely was. And, you know, it is bad that she got shot, but, you know, you're not going to guilt me into restricting my rights because you were shot. I'm sorry. It's, you know, that's not the way it works. You can't just guilt people into giving up their civil rights because of something that happened to them personally. That was a bad deal.
Jamie, thanks for an update from over there. Anybody else that may have been at either the Fargo event or in Mandan over at Kroll's, like to hear, if you had an opportunity to hear her speak, I'd like to hear what she had to say and if she did address the mental health issues. Bob in Dickinson, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I was just talking about that little statistic you gave about the highest beer consumption in the United States, that North Dakota has the highest per capita beer consumption.
Yes.
And I,
Bob, are you there?
We lost you for a sec, Bob. What'd you say?
Well, we lost Bob.
Why don't you put Bob on hold
there? Yeah, let's see if he can come back. I'd like to know if he did his part to lend itself to that this holiday weekend.
Marty and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Marty. Marty, are you there?
I'm here.
Go ahead, sir.
How are you doing today?
We're doing well, thank you.
I just called in about the gun rally.
Yes, sir.
Is this KFYR?
It is.
Yep.
You're on the air.
You're across the state,
okay.
As a matter of fact.
Well, I just wanted to tell everybody there's some of us out there that don't have to hide and have secret meetings. Because we're not afraid to protect our American rights. But the ones that do that are trying to take our rights away. And that's why they need the secrecy. I don't think anybody in this state wishes Gabby anything ill. I think what we wish, that people like Michael Bloomberg wouldn't be spending their money using Gabby to promote his gun control.
Yeah, interesting point, Marty. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. I think we lost him. Bob and Dickinson is gone as well. Wanted to talk about that.
Oh, I guess a little cell signal. I do you wear that with pride in North Dakota?
Number one. We're number one in North Dakota.
One of many things we're number one about.
Number one in beer. Per capita, more beer shipped into North Dakota in 2012 than anywhere else. That's what Bob and Dickinson wanted to chat about. If you want to call back, give us a call back. Wayne Stengen, the Attorney General of North Dakota, will join us next up on the program. Take your calls as well. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark and West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's Health and Fitness Club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I am Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Something happening here.
73 degrees in Bismarck. South wind at about 12. Humidity 64%. Not bad at all. Fargo 73. Tioga 68. Minot 70. Grand Forks 74. Jamestown 72. Williston 71 at this hour. Another week of summer, looks to me. Not bad at all.
Shaping them nicely.
Exactly. With Steve Bakken, I'm Scott Hannon. This is What's on Your Mind. Our telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Submit your comments and questions there as well. We hear a lot about crime in the oil patch. And water cooler talk around the state is that it's bad. And it's out of control. And it's the Wild West. Wayne Stengem, the Attorney General of the great state of North Dakota, has always done a good job about putting things into perspective with statistics and has just recently completed a round of conversations with law enforcement in the oil patch and is here to update us on the facts of the particular situation and answer any questions that you might have as well today on the program. Wayne, welcome. How are you doing?
Very well. Thank you.
Nice to have you. Steve, you can start her out with our Attorney General.
Wayne, the question is, of course, are things proportionally where they should be as far as crime in North Dakota? We've had a long track record of having great law enforcement in this state and very low crime statistics. There's an increase in crime, but is that just on par with the increase in population?
Well, there is an increase in crime, and let me say that, of course, my office accumulates the uniform crime reports for the state of North Dakota. We've gotten all those, or just about all that statistical information from local law enforcement. And within the next couple of weeks, we will be releasing publicly the results, so we'll be able to give you a better picture. Last year when we released our statistics, of course, it showed that, yes, crime is up, and that's a cause of concern. But when you take into consideration, at least for the year 2011, take into consideration what we project to be the population increase, we're not statistically in a position where we can say that we've got the Wild West or those kinds of things. That's not to say there aren't areas that concern us. Drug trafficking is up. We know that prostitution is present out in western North Dakota. Aggravated assaults have been something that have been worried me, not just out in western North Dakota, but all across the state for the last decade or so. So we'll be able to give you a better picture, though, on what happened in 2012 within the next couple of weeks when we complete our study. We're looking at estimates of what the population is out there. That's hard to get a handle on, of course, because if you look at the census from 2010, you know that the actual reality of what the population is far different than those statistics. There's been estimates from last year as well that's been produced, but we're going to do our best to get a handle on how many people we think are there and then work that into our statistics when we release them.
Are there trends that concern you?
Well, one of the trends that concerns me is the rate of aggravated assault, but that is not something unique to Western North Dakota. Aggravated assaults have been steadily increasing all across the state for the last 10 years. That's something we've been watching very closely, and I've asked the analyst up at BCI to look through all of those aggravated assaults and see if there's a common thread, some kind of a trend that we can address to start to get a handle on those aggravated assaults. The drug trafficking I'm hearing from our agents too is something that's a concern because drug trafficking is up, and what's most alarming is that the amounts of drugs that we're seeing brought into North Dakota are increasing, where not that long ago an ounce or two of meth was a lot. Now we're seeing some of it come in by the pounds. Prescription drug abuse continues to be a problem, and as we work to get a handle on that issue, the price of prescription drugs that are diverted goes up, and so then people turn to heroin. So it's kind of like a water balloon where you squeeze one area and certain things start to bulge out in others. And so we're doing our best to keep a handle on it. The legislature helped us, and that's something we could discuss with crime issues out in Western North Dakota. They did it in two ways. First, by adding BCI agents here in my office. We have three new ones that we're in the process of hiring right now, funded by the legislature. In addition to that, an additional scientist up at the crime lab. So that was important. But they also provided an appropriation to deal specifically with crime-related issues out in the oil patch, and that comes in two forms. There was one appropriation for $9.6 million, and that's for law enforcement in the oil patch generally. And then in addition to that, $7 million that is for state assistance to county sheriffs. And so I met last week up in Watford City with all the local, or just about all the local law enforcement officials to walk them through the process of what we're going to do to distribute that money to put cops out on the street, because I think that's what people want.
You mentioned aggravated assaults being a concern, that trend. Tell our listeners what an aggravated assault is.
An aggravated assault is any assault that results in what's called serious bodily injury, so a permanent impairment, breaking of a bone, some kind of permanent and serious injury, not a simple assault where there's no lasting injuries. And those are definitions we get from the FBI. Each state can accumulates those information so we can compare one state to another. And I think when we're done, we'll see that North Dakota will continue to be among the safest states in the union. And I say that quickly followed by the comment that we know crime is up. We need, especially out in the West, and we have to address it.
We're talking with State's Attorney General Wayne Stengem. Wayne, as you talk with law enforcement out in the oil patch and across the state, specifically in the oil patch, are they getting what they need? What are some of their biggest concerns?
Well,
and are they getting that?
Some of their biggest concerns do have to do with the bar fights, the aggravated assaults I mentioned, the prostitution, the those kinds of things. Drug trafficking is a real issue out there, and the potential that we have organized crime operations that are coming into North Dakota, and I told the legislature, and they responded that we need to either get a handle on this now, or we spend a whole lot more money and have to deal with a whole lot more problems down the road.
What about in terms of labor, more officers and equipment?
Well, what this money is for is not necessarily for more officers, because we think that the obligation to hire deputy sheriffs and local police officers rests with the local communities. The state stepped up and hired additional state law enforcement officers, but these funds are for assistance for, and they can be for just a number of things, including equipment. If there are local sheriffs or police departments that have hired people and they don't have a vehicle, and there is some of that, I want to make sure we put those officers in a vehicle, make sure they have the proper equipment. If housing is a problem, and it is because of the price of rental or real estate out in Western North Dakota, we can provide housing assistance to make sure we can put these guys on staff and keep them there overtime. One of the things they're really asking for out in Western North Dakota is training, so we'll be doing some training programs for them and providing whatever assistance we can to make sure we can put some cops out on the street and out in the roads. And as I mentioned, I think that's what the citizens want, and that's where real law enforcement takes place.
Why is there no personnel part of this, and is that something that's going to be addressed separately?
Well, the personnel are hired. You know, the state has added, as I mentioned, state law enforcement officers, but the state is a little reluctant to start hiring and paying the salaries of local law enforcement agencies. The statute provides that this funding that we're talking about in a total of $16.6 million is one-time funding. And so if you start hiring, you know, local law enforcement personnel from the state level, and no guarantee that it's ongoing, you can put those counties in a bind. They need to make the kinds of decisions, and they are. County commissions are stepping up. City commissions are stepping up and hiring new law enforcement officers as they ought to. The state is here to assist to make sure we have them properly equipped and properly trained and give them the kind of assistance they need from a state level, and then provide the additional state law enforcement officers.
What is the general sense of the law enforcement folks in the oil patch? I mean, do they feel like they're getting ahead of this now a little bit? Obviously, a lot happened very fast.
They don't, Scott. I think that what they feel is that they're dealing with things on a reactive basis and don't have an opportunity that they would like to deal proactively with some of the drug dealers and those kinds of things. That's the kind of thing we're talking about with this assistance, with the additional assistance and cooperation with the state level Bureau of Criminal Investigation folks, with the state highway patrol, and a number of new highway patrol officers have been hired, that all working all together, we can deal with some of these emerging issues that we're concerned about.
Go ahead, Steve.
Is there an area where there's overlap? How diligent is your office in the state making sure there's not an overlap of services when you're looking at some of the truck traffic issues and you're looking at some of the other law enforcement? How cognizant are you trying to make sure that the highway patrol has their duties, the sheriff's department has their duties, the city law enforcement has their duties, and how closely do you work together to not duplicate services when they're stretched so thin right now?
Well, that's a really great point, because when I met with these folks last week, I said what I want to make sure that we're doing is coming up with a regional approach, because while there are problems, for example, in McKinsey County, it may see a spike in one kind of criminal activity, it very often stretches out into other counties. And what I made clear is that we need to come up with a regional approach so that we're not just dealing with this county by county. And so the process that we'll have for going through distributing this money is to use the existing drug and violent crime committee that has existed here in my office for years, comprised largely of local law enforcement, not only from the oil patch, but from other parts of North Dakota, so that when they come in with their application, we can talk to them about how do we deal with these things on a regional basis to make sure that we don't have that kind of overlap. We already have narcotics task forces and local law enforcement, or State Bureau of Criminal Investigation officers who are stationed and have been for some time out in Williston and Dickinson and other areas in the oil patch. So they're out there working with local law enforcement on a daily basis all the time. But it's very important that we do just exactly what you're talking about, make sure that we're coming up with things that are regional, and that each sheriff's office isn't asking for things that might duplicate others, or that might be better served if we can work together.
One sec, Wayne. We're up against the break. We'll continue with our Attorney General Wayne Stengem on this conversation after the break.
When Nesson Consulting speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. They provide their clients with the most reliable, accurate, and effective eyes-at-the-bit geologic analysis possible. We're talking a little bit about doing business in the Bakken today with Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Services. What advice would you have for folks doing business here in the Bakken?
First off, learn about it. You know, if somebody is interested in getting involved in this in any way, shape, or form, there's so much support. You don't have to work on a drilling rig to be part of the oil field. You know, all the support services we were talking about, whether it's the homes, the building, the construction, road construction, all these different services, there's just so much here. Educate yourself. Do your research and know your homework. North Dakota is an absolutely beautiful place to live. Tioga is the oil capital in North Dakota. Absolutely a great town. But my advice would be to learn about it and look at your opportunities. There's a multitude of things that people could be doing to support this industry.
Nesset Consulting Service. Call them at 701-664-1492. Go to nessetconsulting.com or find a link at bakkenbeacon.com.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand-name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2193. Or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
In your mind, I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We're talking with Attorney General Wayne Stengem. If you have any questions or comments, or you can email the studio, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Scott, first of all, Wayne, we were up against the break. Did you have an opportunity to finish that that question?
Yeah, I think so. If you want to have any follow-up, go ahead and do that. I want to mention, too, that when we talk about this funding, the legislators from out there really stepped up to the plate, Skip Drubdahl and Representative Keith Kempinick, and in particular, Bill Bowman, who just made this a cause of his to make sure that the funding for his local law enforcement was there, and really, I think, did the right thing, and we'll utilize this funding appropriately, and I think that we'll see some results from it.
One question I want to ask, just on a, you know, again, the perception is that crime is out of control in the oil patch, and obviously you have concerns and trends you're watching, and a need for more resources, and that's why the funding from the legislature is important. But the facts of the matter are, crime increases are directly proportionate to the amount of additional just people and activity
well,
in the oil patch.
That was
right?
Certainly true for the statistics we released in 2011. As I mentioned before, we will be releasing those same statistics updated for all of the things that happened in 2012, and we'll be able to better address exactly where we are with that. Some of the kinds of crimes I talked about that are a concern for us include the drugs, and we need to continue to put forth all the efforts. But all the law enforcement agencies, I have to say, do work together quite well. We have our BCI agents who have been out there for years on the ground, work closely with the locals and with the federal government too. I should mention that with the DEA and the FBI and the U.S. attorney has worked hard to secure additional FBI agents who are coming out there so that we can work together. And I talk to my colleagues across the country, who other attorneys general who have law enforcement responsibilities like I do. And the one thing that I'm proud of is that in North Dakota, we really do have a minimum of the kind of turf wars and those kinds of things that are so prevalent other places where there seems so often to be fighting with each other instead of fighting crime. And so it's really good to be here in North Dakota where we work so well together.
And but what I wanted to get at is that, again, drugs a problem, aggravated assault a problem, but is it more of a problem in Williston than it is in Fargo, as an example?
Last year when we released those statistics, the statistics showed that the rate of crime is not higher out in western North Dakota when you factor into it the projected increase in population. And as I mentioned, we'll have those same statistics updated for 2012 within the next week or so. And Wayne, I'll be happy to be on your show again then, Scott. We'll look over what we've been happening.
Decipher the numbers.
Over the last year.
Sure, Wayne, we'll gladly have you on again. One quick question. Is this a one-time spending? I know this is budgeted as one-time spending. You mentioned the individuals out in the western part of the state that stepped up and got some things done. With everything that's going on in western North Dakota with the growth in the oil patch, realistically, is this one-time spending, or is this going to have to be one-time spending again next time?
I can tell you the statute says for both of these funding sources, it's one-time spending. But I think that the legislature, I have to say, they were very responsive to the story that we had to tell and the things that we were concerned about. They appropriated this money. And if we can show that things are working, we've done the right thing, that we've addressed some of these issues, I know that the legislature will be more than happy to listen to our story, and we'll go in and make the case that we have to make when the legislature convenes in 2015.
We have a question from a listener by email. Please ask the Attorney General about a Fargo City ordinance that ends August 1st that will allow you to carry a rifle in plain sight without being accosted by the Fargo PD.
Well, I don't know what the Fargo ordinance is. I read a quick story about it, but didn't look at it. I don't interpret, of course, Fargo or any city ordinances. I work with state law, and I can't be more specific than that.
Yeah, a Fargo city ordinance that ends August 1st that will allow you to carry a rifle in plain sight without being accosted by the Fargo PD.
I'm not conversant enough to really give a full answer to that, Scott.
Yeah, I was just trying to.
If he wants to send an email to our office, maybe we can help him.
Got it. Okay. I'm just wondering what he means by ends August 1st. I don't totally understand the question either.
Well,
but
I think that that he's concerned that the city, or wondering if the city ordinance is preempted by state law.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right.
Yeah, somebody has a question on a law. How do they get a hold of your office?
Well, they can call, of course, the main number. But sometimes I have to remind people, we're the attorney for state officials and for state government. We provide advice to local state's attorneys, but we don't give general. We can't. We're not allowed by law to give general legal advice to members of the public.
You do have Wings. A very, very comprehensive website, though, that people can look up a lot of their own
information. There's a lot of information from crime statistics to consumer protection to open meetings and open records, all those kinds of things that is there, and we sure encourage people to go and take a look at those things.
Thank you, Mr. Attorney General. We appreciate the time today.
Always a pleasure. And Wayne I hope Stenger. You had a wonderful 4th of July.
We did, and you as well. Take care. Wayne Stenger, the Attorney General of the great state of North Dakota, our guest today on crime stats in the oil patch, and with those 2012 numbers in total coming out, we will follow up on this soon. Al Carlson, next hour, but we'll start with your calls, questions, and comments. Coming up with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinnom. This is What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Back to your calls after a break for news and weather. Don't go away. Now there's medicine for bad smells. Odor meds. That's right. And it works. Here's Daryl from this New Zealand, North Dakota company to tell you how great this product works in getting rid of those terrible smells.
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Our company, based out of Zeeland, North Dakota, manufactures the product and distributes it worldwide. It uses chlorine dioxide, and chlorine dioxide is an oxidizer, and it actually will destroy the odor molecule. We don't put fragrances in our products, so what we do is we actually destroy the odor so it does not come back. We actually offer a 100% odor-free guarantee. If we can't destroy the odor with our product when you buy it, we'll give you 100% of your money back.
Great deal for you if you use promo code SCOTT, 10% off your order and free shipping. Call 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR, or go to StopSmellNow.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.